Who is next on the? I'm looking at Asha Zak savoring the.
Hey, what? Yeah, what's in your book?
Okay, so go on. Go on. Yeah, go in front because we are recording.
Can you use this book?
Yeah.
Is the meeting a trick of retardation? Or do we need to be in the
meeting?
We have a lot in between us.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
Karen, may I revert to you? Because we as I said, we have this this meeting that we are not allowed to miss and to be late, the three of us. But we'll be back here at 5. So you organize as you find appropriate the meeting in the
room. I won't
take too long.
Jordan will be back, and I'll turn it over.
Well, thanks, Lauret, for inviting me. But I'm trying to figure out how I fit in this group. So maybe you guys can help me there. But I've been studying mostly categorization and how people like to put things in separate categories. And when that was the start of my dissertation, where I started looking at what happens when categories tend to mix and you have products which do things from multiple categories. And I thought high-tech industry would be a good place to start. So I started looking at, you know, the evolution of the smartphone, which has become smarter and smarter. And like what Frederick said, we wonder whether it's making us smarter or it's just...
When you were doing your dissertation, we did study the notepad before they came out.
Actually we had some hypothetical products.
Yeah.
So I just started looking at how people make sense when two different product categories are combined and two concepts are brought together. And I used the psycholinguistic framework of how people combine separate concepts and make sense of it. So like a camera phone or a picture phone or a phone with music phone. So we started looking from a linguistic perspective how people make sense of such products, and we found a couple of strategies that people would either take one attribute of one category and put it on the other. So an example from psycholinguistics would be something like, if you say, what's a mountain book? People could say it's a very big book. That will be one way of interpreting it, or it could be a book about mountains. So there were these two kind of ways in which people would put or make sense of categories. And then there was the third way, which would be it's both a mountain and a book. Now that's difficult to visualize for such a product, but for a camera phone, one could think that people would think it is something that would do both, and they would create like a separate category in their mind of these hybrid products. But that was the start of this, and then subsequently I started also looking at how people combine the benefits of these products. So we also like to put products into categories as, are they hedonic products or utilitarian products? So do they offer benefits of fun and pleasure, or do they offer benefits which are more practical and will, you know, make me more efficient or utilitarian? So I started looking at, when you combine these two benefits, what's the additivity like? So if you start with a utilitarian product and you add some hedonic benefits to it, so you have A and then you add B to it, is the overall benefit A plus B? Or is it more than A plus B? That's one aspect I looked at. And the other side, flip side, is if you start with a hedonic product and then you add a utilitarian benefit on it, is the additivity similar? So is A plus B same as B plus A? Or is there something else going on? So in my few studies, I found that it's actually there seems to be some asymmetry in this, that when there's a utilitarian product and you add a hedonic benefit, people add them and they think it's A plus B, and the interpretation is that this product is now more fun to use than it used to be before. So they tend to think it's a good idea. But if you do the opposite, so if you have a hedonic product and then you add a utilitarian benefit on it, people tend to think, I mean, it's not A plus B anymore, it's less than A plus B, and it's also become less fun to use than it used to be. So it seems that it takes away part of the hedonic benefit when you put a utilitarian benefit on a hedonic product, versus the opposite seems to work better. If you have a utilitarian and you put a hedonic benefit on it, it seems to work better. Oh, this was also in the only, I mean, I stuck with the high-tech industry, so I had examples where you have a utilitarian product like a PDA and you add some hedonic benefits versus opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's...
If I may, just on what you're saying, this is a classic challenge also that is being led by some food companies with some specific products that are functional products, where they're kind of questioning themselves, why am I successful? Is it because of the taste of the product, the editing reaction to that, or is it because of the benefit factor that I'm offering at the same time? And frankly, they have no food. They just happen to have a very successful product, and it's in many food categories. So I think it's interesting to see that sometimes they're, I see it in a bread company recently where they were patching their product with all kind of claims, hoping that A plus B plus C would bring a greater value. But in fact, as you're probably pointing out here, it could be even worse to add everything up. But that's a challenge a lot of marketers, food marketers, are struggling with right now.
So, that's one of the
I was looking
areas.
At Charles along the notion of additivity. We did not have time to talk much about the multimodality sensory processing. Yeah. Typically, does it add or does it multiply or does it
multiply? In the best case.
you can manage it so that it does.
Just to add a little bit to that. So this work, we went from utilitarian and hedonic attributes to cost and benefit. So you could totally, we are interpreting utilitarian information as nutritional information and hedonic information as, you know, kind of advertising and pleasure. Mm-hmm. And so we could totally do the exact same study with.
Yeah, I was wondering.
To see if it would change the categorization in the same way.
Yeah, I was wondering if it would replicate in the food arena. And like one can think of it like if you have a utilitarian product which you eat primarily for nutritional benefits, and I don't know, you add a chocolate flavor to it.
Porridge, it's instant porridge. I buy instant porridge for my kids, and then, you know, you get the apple cinnamon and all, you know, all these kinds of things. Yeah. But that also takes away from the interest of other people to eat it. But now, still a healthy choice.
But that's interesting, not in the context of obesity, but in the context of all those functional foods that are put on the market, they really just go directly on the benefits. Very rarely would they add any kind of hedonic component of any type, whether it's the taste or whether it's...
Certain things, like vitamin-enriched bread, people like to throw vitamins in bread a lot. This seems to increase it. People like it more. But other things like soy ice cream just sounds horrible. So it's almost like if it has a certain threshold of hedonic value, adding the utility can either help or hurt. So if it's kind of mediocre, boring like bread, adding vitamins is good. But if it's supposed to be about hedonism, like fudge ice cream,
Yeah, like you see a lot of vitamin-enriched juices and...
Yeah, it's more like a five and more new projects.
Not if you can't taste the vitamins, but yeah.
Maybe. I wonder if it would be the same like vitamin-enriched ice cream.
But it depends on goals too, like what Kyle pointed out, that depends on the goal of the individual. at that point. And I mean, you do buy vitamin-enriched juices sometimes, and you do buy, I guess, ice cream, which is low-fat, which has some elements to it, which reduces the hedonic parts, elements of it. But yeah, I mean, this was just what I've done in the high-tech arena. I don't know how it translates into food, and what's the additivity equation here? Of, yeah.
Do you have any hypothesis? Why?
Why? Yeah, the explanation.
Why the direction?
Yeah, yeah. The explanation in the hedonic products was, we said, I mean, we borrow from this term of, you know, the experience economy, where, like he said, we are looking for more and more experience and pleasure. So that has a positive association in our mind. And utilitarian being less pleasurable, there's a next negative association in our mind. So that association affects when you add a utilitarian benefit on top of a pleasurable product, we have this negative association, mm-hmm. which dilutes the pleasure somehow. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, we had a mediational variable of the extent of pleasure you perceive in it,
right.
and then that reduced when you added a utilitarian benefit on top.
I think the domain of food, if you think about utilitarian attributes, different types of utilitarian attributes. So if you think of fiber, fat and vitamin. So vitamin is neutral, fiber is probably negative for most people, taste wise. And fat can be positive because, you know, fat is tasty, mouth-feeling, and so on.
Yeah.
So I think hedonic and vegetarian is a good first step to categorize the attributes. So you can then think about different associations that vegetarian attributes have. And those will determine that it's a good idea.
Yeah. So whether it's a positive association towards being pleasurable or being taking pleasure away from the...
So I think in food you have these associations which you may not have in my head.
Yeah.
So this is, I think, in the food domain that might be really
interesting. Indeed, yeah.
It could be manipulated.
It would be interesting to investigate in the food domain and see if it replicates or if there are ways to counter this also.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you make, you know, ice cream low fat, and then you might avoid it, that it's not as much fun, but then is this just a perception, or in reality is it still equally tasty, or is it just a perception that it's not tasty and so you avoid it? Yeah. But that's it. Thanks.
Okay, well, yeah, let's take a break for 15 minutes or so and get some coffee, and hopefully by then Jordan will be back and I'll be on the phone.